USA News, I'm John Schaefer. It's official. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has tweeted that he's formally running for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. However, glitches have delayed his live appearance on Twitter with Twitter owner Elon Musk. The White House is accusing House Republicans of using the debt ceiling issue to manufacture a crisis. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said a default would be devastating.
We're talking about millions of jobs lost, devastated retirement accounts, and a recession.
Teams from the Biden administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office are still working to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default. Even though he says both sides are still far apart, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy does expect Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning that Congress needs to raise the debt ceiling by June 1st to avoid default. President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas today. Speaking from the White House, the president said the time for Congress to act is now.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress has some common sense gun safety laws that keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Biden said too many schools have become killing fields across America. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in Uvalde. Singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83 after battling a long illness. She died peacefully at her home in Switzerland. Turner first gained fame in the 1960s with her husband Ike. As part of the Ike and Tina Turner Review, she broke through to her greatest stardom in the 1980s after the release of her Private Dancer album. And Microsoft is launching AI-powered technology for its Windows 11 platform. The tech giant said Windows Copilot will be able to explain content to users by summarizing or rewriting it. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A House Republican plan to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program is not sitting well with the White House.
The same Republican lawmakers objecting to student debt relief are refusing to cut billions of dollars in handouts to big oil. They even had their own loans forgiven.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president would veto that bill if it made it to his desk. One California police agency is getting a dog that never eats or sleeps.
The Los Angeles City Council is approving a robot dog to be used by the Los Angeles Police Department. The donation of a quadrupled unmanned ground vehicle called Spot was approved 8-4 by the council. Spot is manufactured by Boston Dynamics and is valued at roughly $280,000. LAPD representatives say the device will be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations, and will also be used for search and rescue operations. I'm Lance Pry.
NBA star Steph Curry is teaming up with a Kentucky distillery to launch his own brand of alcohol. It's called Gentleman's Cut Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and it will be distilled, aged, and bottled at Game Change Distillery. The Dallas Stars are apologizing for the actions of their fans during last night's Game 3 of the Western Conference Final. Drinks and food were thrown onto the ice during the game against Las Vegas. In a statement, the Stars said that the actions of a few fans do not represent the city or the organization. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.